Hey, 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 Transfer Cats, we are here live, Cal State San Bernardino at the Palm Desert Campus. I'm with Jasmine Vera. She is an admissions outreach coordinator and does all kinds of things, but I'll let her introduce herself. Welcome, Jasmine. It's so great to see ya.
Great to see you, too. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about what you do here at Cal State San Bernardino?
Yeah, so my name is Jasmine. I'm an outreach counselor and recruiter for Cal State San Bernardino. I am also a proud alum of the CSU system. So I did my undergrad at Cal State San Bernardino and then got my master's at Cal State Fullerton. So very proud CSU alum. But a little bit about myself, I go to high schools, go to community colleges, help students transfer, and help with the application. So any CSUSB questions, I'm here to help.
Awesome. And I know that we are at the satellite campus here in Palm Desert. Beautiful Palm Desert. If you guys could see outside, we have these mountains that go around. They are beautiful, especially in sunset time. It's just gorgeous. This is a satellite campus. When did this campus open?
Ooh, I don't have the exact date at the top of my memory, but our first freshman class was in 2013.
Okay, so yeah, you do serve freshmen as well.
Yes, yes. So we started off serving transfer students, and then in 2013, we started with the freshmen, or freshmen were able to apply and start here at CSUSB.
Awesome. And students who come here, they can attend the main campus as well, right?
Yes. So we're one university with two campuses. So we have a campus in San Bernardino, which we're about an hour away. And then we have here at the Palm Desert campus here in the Coachella Valley. So that is accessible to all of our Coachella Valley students. And like I said, we take freshmen and transfer students. We don't offer every major that the San Bernardino campus offers, but if it's a major that we offer here at Palm Desert, which we have about 20, they can start and finish without having to go to San Bernardino. And like I said, we're one university with two campuses. So students have full access to both. So if a student would like to, you know, take a class here at Palm Desert, but maybe visit a friend in San Bernardino or take a class out there, they're more than welcome to. The campus is open and accessible to them. And something really cool that we do offer is we have a partnership with the SunBus where we created a specific line, which is called the Commuter Link, where it makes a few stops here in the Coachella Valley, but one specifically here at the Palm Desert campus, it's able to pick up students and then it makes one stop in Beaumont and then it stops at the San Bernardino campus. So it drops them off right in front of campus. So students who are interested in, attending the San Bernardino campus are able to get this free transportation. It is free for all our students.
That is awesome. So it really connects that because you're about an hour and 10 minutes away or so, something like that. Okay. That in the era of $4 and $5 a gallon gasoline, that's pretty awesome.
Students can either get dropped off here at the Palm Desert campus or, pay for parking and park their car and are able to take that free transportation.
Awesome. So I work at College of the Desert. We're just right down the street, and this is definitely our number one transfer destination to Cal State San Bernardino. But you have students from all over the United States transferring into Cal State San Bernardino. Can you tell me a little bit about where transfers typically come from and I know you have a lot of international students too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So, like you said, College of the Desert is one of our big feeder schools and a lot of different community colleges as well that are pretty popular. I would say like RCC, Crafton, Chaffey. So those are some of our San Bernardino Valley College. So, but like you said, we do also accept international students. So we have a wide variety of students coming from different places. And that's the exciting part, right? That once students get to attend Cal State San Bernardino, they get to make those new connections.
That's great. I know that you're also on the semester system, mm-hmm. right? So that transition from community college to Cal State, it's a little bit easier.
Right.
16 weeks. I know if you're listening right now, it is in December and finals week was last week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's recovering this week.
Yeah.
But so that semester is a little bit easier transition. Let's talk about transitions from community college to to four-year schools, what are some advice that you would give to kind of new transfer students that are coming in and how to be successful here?
I would say, honestly, the biggest thing is don't be scared of asking for help. CSUSB and the staff here is happy to help, but, you know, we don't know what our students need. So if there's anything in particular that our students need, ask for the help, ask the staff. You know, that one connection, you know, you could always come to me, even though I might not be the right person, but I can lead you the right way. So I would say that's one of the biggest things, having those conversations with our transfer students at the community college and, you know, them being afraid of the courses being a little bit more difficult or, you know, they're not going to get the support that they were getting prior to transferring over. But here at CSUSB, we offer a wide variety of different opportunities and assistance for students. So like I said, the biggest thing is being involved and asking for help because you never know the connections that you might make or the different opportunities that we have.
Absolutely. So tell me about some opportunities. I know that you have grants here, you have like TRIO programs, you have transfer or career services. You got a bunch of stuff, even here at the satellite campus in Palm Desert. What are some things that transfer students can take advantage of in terms of, you know, career or whatever?
Yeah, so we have a career center, which is dedicated to our students if they need maybe an interview, right? Or practice for an interview, a resume, or help with the resume, right? They offer all those services. We also have what we call Cody's Closet, where we're able to give our students some clothing for those interviews or maybe for their first day on the job. So there's a lot of different resources that our students can take advantage of. We also have advising, right? So those are similar to, at community college, we call them counselors. Here at CSUSB, a lot of the maybe different services might change their title a little bit. We call them academic advisors, but they serve the same way as the counselors at the community college. So they're able to guide them and help them with the next 2 years with the courses and making sure that they're on track to graduation. So I would say also the faculty is happy to help always. And they have a open door policy. So if students ever stop by to visit the faculty are also more than happy to help.
Awesome. So I know you've got a number of impacted programs here. Can you tell me, what are the impacted programs for Cal State San Bernardino?
Yeah, so Cal State San Bernardino is a non-impacted campus, but we have two impacted programs. And what impaction means is that there's a lot of demand, not enough space. So we add additional requirements. And the two impacted programs are social work and nursing. So for social work, it is a two-step process, a GPA requirement of a 2.5, and also a certain courses that they need to complete. Right. And they can always reach out to us or the social work department and we can go over those requirements and making sure that they're eligible for admissions. Now for nursing is a little bit stricter, I would say. And I think that's all CSU, every
yeah.
School nursing has different requirements. Right. For us, we have a strict deadline from October 1st through December 2nd. Now, if students miss that deadline, right, there's no options. They would just have to wait another year if they didn't submit that application. But it is also a two-step process. So once they apply to the university from October 1st to December 2nd, they have to submit a supplemental application. And that usually opens up in January with the nursing department. And I will say the nursing department does have information sessions available for our students. So whenever we have students who are interested in nursing, we always guide them and explain to them that they should attend an info session just because it's also part of those requirements, but it has a GPA requirement and a couple different courses as well that they need.
And I know Cal State San Bernardino has one of the premier CIS programs. Your cybersecurity is one of the best in the United States, really. It's top notch. Tell me about some other programs that you're particularly proud of as an institution.
Yeah, no, our cybersecurity is a really good program. There's a lot of scholarships available for our students, and those scholarships, right, come with maybe landing a job after graduation. So it's really cool seeing our students that once they're working on their undergraduate, they're also securing that, like, their dream job. Mm-hmm. So that's really exciting. I would say another top favorite is social work because it is offered here at our Palm Desert campus. So our students are able to start that and finish that here. And students who have a bachelor's degree in social work can actually do the master's program in a year. So it's really exciting for social work students who are earning their bachelor's degree. They just add an additional year and they get to complete that master's degree as well.
Wow. That's really something there. So everyone, let's see, at this point, I know that some applications are still being accepted throughout the system. We're kind of in application season for our transfers right now, but after December, there's still a lot of stuff that happens between now and the start of next year. So can you give us some things that transfer students should, you know, keep in mind after they apply?
Yeah. And also quick note, I do want to highlight that our application is open for nursing, right? It has been closed December 2nd, but any other program that our students might be interested, our deadline is January 31st. So that's super exciting that we get to extend it 2 months, right? Compared to other schools. So if anyone who is interested, right, you still have time to submit an application. That's not due till January 31st. But yeah, the steps after applying. So once a student applies to CSUSB, 2 weeks from then, they start getting communication from us. So they'll start getting emails, you know, with like, hey, we received your application. Hey, we created a ID number for you. You need to create that student portal. And I will say that most schools work very similar. So for every school that you did submit an application, you will have to create that student portal. We are providing rolling admissions. So what that means, as the applications are coming in, students are getting answers. So students are getting answers way sooner than past years. So that's super exciting. But once a student gets that confirmation, you know, that they've been conditionally admitted, if they are ready to accept the offer, they can. There is no fee tied to accepting the offer of admissions. All they have to do is log into their MyCoyote portal and accept that offer. And then usually in April and May, that's when the registration for orientation opens. So then students get to pick a day for orientation, and that orientation session usually happens in the summer. But what we highly recommend is for students to, you know, continue those good grades. Just because they've been conditionally admitted, right, doesn't mean that if they failed a class, right, they won't get it taken away. But we do ask for official final transcripts, which we're able to verify that the students, you know, everything that they submitted in the application is correct, or and that they passed all their classes, you know, and they kept that GPA up. So we highly recommend for students to keep that GPA up, you know, get those good grades, keep doing what they were doing right, so they can have a smooth admissions process. But one of the last steps is sending over those final official transcripts. And those are super important because we have to evaluate them. And then that's kind of like the final step for the admissions process. If they don't submit those right, they run the risk of getting dropped, getting that admissions taken back, right, or getting holds added to their account.
And those golden four are really important,
yes.
Right? Okay, golden four. So our English composition, our critical reading, math, and speech, oral communication, right? So make sure that those are passed. So, and then after, they're going to be meeting with an advisor to plan their classes during orientation. So they'll leave orientation with their schedule and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that's one of the popular questions that we do receive, where students, after they want to get their schedule, and we, the Office of Admissions and Outreach, can't really assist with that, right? Because that's an advising question. So once students attend orientation, they get to meet their academic advisors, and then they get to walk out with their class schedule. So that's super exciting, and which is where we highly recommend for students to attend. Well, orientation is mandatory, right? But we highly recommend the importance and reminder, or we like to remind our students the importance of orientation, because at the end of the day, they'll get to walk out with their schedule.
That's awesome. So kind of a transitioning here to a fun question. What's the best food around here? Is there a secret? You're not going to gatekeep it here, okay? It's just going out to everybody. What's like a great place close to campus here? I don't know, milkshakes, tacos, what's the deal?
So here on campus, we really don't have food. And I'll come back to this question. But one of my top favorites that is nearby campus is Billy Q's. They have really good pizza and wings. So it's one of our favorites. And whenever some of the staff here have, you know, a little break, or we forget to bring lunch, which happens a lot, we are usually, our favorite place to go is Billy Q's. I will say, whenever we do have events, there's always free food for our students. Like, I've seen tacos, burgers, pizzas, right? But one, also that just started happening this semester is that Chick-fil-A has been coming, I believe, every Wednesday from like 11 to 2, and they are selling food for students, right? So it's not free, but it's an option for students. So they have chicken sandwiches, chicken nuggets, right? They have different options for students that they bring. So that's super exciting just because we don't have a full, like, you know, cafeteria area yet, but we do have different options. So there is a couple things around campus, right? If you don't bring lunch, but I would say follow our social medias before you decide to leave campus to go get food, because if there is an event, there's 100% that there's going to be food available.
And what are those social media before I forget?
Yeah, so CSUSB, right, at CSUSB, but also we do have a specific Instagram for our Palm Desert campus, which is CSUSB PDC.
Nice. And I know there's a lot of construction going on out here. What's going on?
Oh my gosh. So it's so exciting. So, so far we've been 3 buildings and a theater, right? Really exciting, or a really great access here for our students. But in May, we broke ground for our new student services building. So it's very exciting. It's actually very beautiful if you look it up. We have the renderings already available. So if actually in 2027, the building will be done and ready for use, and a lot of new departments are coming, right? A lot of the things that we might be missing, right, that are offered at our San Bernardino campus are moving over. A lot of bigger things are coming for our students. So it's super exciting for those who are interested in transferring, right? You will get access to that new building.
That's awesome. It's amazing how much it's growing. You know, when this campus was built, it was pretty, you know, out and seemed like nowhere. In fact, fun fact, my daughter learned how to drive in this parking lot here. I was on the weekends and I would take her here because there was no one here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But when you look around, there's housing complexes going up. There's all kinds of shopping. I mean, it's really following this 10 freeway and growing up. It's beautiful. Awesome. Okay. So at this point, I think we're going to wrap it up. Any final advice for transfers? Any encouragement? Personal stories of transfer or anything like that, like to share?
You know, we're always here to help. I am usually at College of the Desert on Thursdays at the Transfer Center. I also do visit the Indio campus as well. So if you ever, you know, want to meet with me, you could always find me. I love it. I love it.
I got to have the applause in there. That's right. We love it when reps come to our campuses. Okay. If there's any other reps out there listening, community colleges love to see you.
I agree. Yep. I get a little office. So I love it. I will say students can stop by here at the Palm Desert campus or find me at College of the Desert, or simply just email me and we can set up an appointment. But if you are interested in transferring, right, don't be afraid. We're here to help. If you need help with the application or just making sure that you're on track to transfer, we can help with that as well.
Awesome. Okay. Well, at this point, that music is the sound that we are checking out for today. I want to thank Jasmine from Cal State San Bernardino. It is a beautiful campus. You guys got to check it out. So until the next episode, Transfer Man is out.